בסך הכל פרקת משנה זין, האיבה והבשר המדולדלים בבהמה. בטעם אינטום התוכלם בין קיימן, בטוויחן החשב. A limb of an animal, or a piece of bosser of an animal, that had mostly disattached itself from the behemoth while the behemoth was still living, but it was still somewhat attached to its dangling. Such a case, if you had decided that you're going to go ahead and disattach the bosser entirely and feed it to a guard, it's mitame tumas eichlin, it's mitame tumas just like any other eichel, that it would be mitame other eichlin and maskin, even though it's still somewhat attached to the behemoth. And it requires hechsher, which is that eichel is only mekabel tumas after it comes into contact with liquid, and this bosser also would only be makabel tuma if it comes into contact with liquid. Now, even though an aver, an entire limb that disattaches itself from behemoth while the behemoth is still alive, is mitame similar to a nevela, but this aver, since it's still dangling, it's not mitame like a nevela. A nevela is mitame a person that touches or carries it. Instead, it's only mitame like eichel, which is not mitame a person, or kalim, it's only mitame other eichel and mashkin. And it requires hechsher in order for it to be metame tumas eichel. Nishchata behema hochshu b'dameha dibur Rabbi Meir. If after the eiver or bussel mostly disattached itself from the behema was subsequently shot. In such a case, that eiver or bussel is mukshur with the don that came out of the behema during shkita. Meaning to say, that don would be mastered even though it didn't come into contact with any other liquid, it would be makabel tumas eichel. Now, even though you're not allowed to eat the eva or basa that mostly disattached itself from behema, even though the behema was subsequently shechted, and the shechita only helped for the behema that was totally intact, not for the piece of basa that was mostly disattached. But the shechita would help if that eva would not be considered an eva min hachai, an eva that disattached itself from behema while it was alive. That's mitame similarly to an avela. Instead, as far as tumah is concerned, it has it been like any other eichel, that it's only mitame tumah eichel, not too much nevel. Rabbi Shimon Emel lo hukshu. Rabbi Shimon says the shechita is not machshir, the eva or basar that it mostly disattached itself before shechita. In order for that eva or basar, the makabel tumas eichel has to come into contact with some other liquid. And since this shechita does not allow you to eat the eva or basar hamidudolim, so too it's not machshir, the eva or basar hamidudolim. Meisa habehem. Habasar tarach hechshir. If basar had mostly disattached itself from behemoth, and the behema subsequently died. In such a case, that basa that had mostly just attached itself from the behema requires hechsher in order to the makabel tumas ochel. Now, even though this behema is a nevela, and the nevela does not need hechsher to be mitame, but this basa that had mostly just attached itself from the behema is not mitame like a nevela, since it was mostly disattached before the behema died. Once the behema died, we don't look at this basa as being an avela, even though the rest of the behema is an avela, therefore it's only metame tumas ochlin, and in order to be metame tumas ochlin, it requires hechsher, it has to come into contact with some liquid. Now, we have just discussed if basar had disattached itself from the behema before the behema died. Now we're discussing if an ava, an entire limb, had disattached itself from a behema, and it was still dangling, and then the behema died. In such a case, the aver is mitame, like an aver minachai. We look at it as if the aver totally disattached itself from the behema before it died, and it's mitame similarly to an avela. Now, there is a difference between the tumah of an aver minachai and the tumah of an avela. As an aver minachai, even though it's mitame adam bekelim, but if basar disattached itself from the aver minachai, that basar is not mitame. As opposed to an aver nevela, a basar that disattached itself from the limb of an avela, that basar is metame like the avela itself. The Mishnah tells us that this aver that was mostly disattached from the behemoth before it died had it been like an aver minachai, not an aver in avela. And therefore, a basar disattached itself from the aver, that basar is not metame. Now, even though we have just said that a basar disattaches itself from the behemoth and the behemoth subsequently dies, that basar is only metame tumas eichlin, not tumas avela. That's because it was just basar that disattached itself, not an aver, not a limb of a behemoth. So therefore, the basar is not mitame like an aver minachai. It's not an aver, it's just basar. But in this case, we're talking about where an entire limb disattached itself mostly from behemoth before it died, and then the behemoth died. That limb, we look at it as if it totally disattached itself from the behemoth before it died, and it's mitame like an aver minachai, but not like an aver, the veil of Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Mitar. Now that which Rabbi Shimon is Matar is not going on this last case of the Mishnah. It's actually going on the first case of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah tells us that if an Eivor or Basar mostly disattached itself to the Behema while it was still living, if he decided to feed the Basar to a goy, it's Matame Tumas Oichlin, and Rabbi Shimon is Matar. He disagrees. He says, since a goy is not allowed to eat Basar Min HaChai, Basar that disattached itself from a living animal, even if you wanted to feed it to a guy, since the guy is not allowed to eat it, it's not considered oichol and it's not makabel tumas oichol. An entire limb or some buffer that had mostly disattached itself from a person while the person still alive, but it was still somewhat attached, it was dangling. That eva or buffer is tahir. It's not matame like an eva or minachai, like an entire limb that had disattached itself from a person while he is alive. As an Eivor min HaChai is mitame similar to a mace. As opposed to Basar min HaChai, if it was just Basar that disattached itself from a chai, it would not be mitame. Mace to Adam, a Basar taught. If after some Basar mostly disattached itself from a person while the person was alive, and then the person subsequently died, that Basar is tar. It's not mitame like a mace. Even though the person is dead now, and had a din tumas mace. But the basar, since it was mostly disattached before he died, we look at it as if it totally disattached itself before the person died, and therefore it's not metame like a mace. As a basar that disattached itself from the person while he was alive, it's not metame. Only if an entire limb disattaches itself from the person while he was alive, is that eiver metame similar to a mace. Ha'eiver metame misham eiver menachai, ve'eno metame misham eiver menameis, divrei Rabbi Meir. If an Eivor, an entire limb, mostly disattached itself from a person while he was alive, and then the person subsequently died, that Eivor is metame like an Eivor min HaChai, and not like an Eivor min HaMeis, according to Rabbi Meir. We look at it as if the Eivor totally disattached itself from the person before he died. And therefore, even though the person subsequently died, and it's metame to HaMeis, that Eivor is not metame like an Eivor min HaMeis, instead it's metame like an Eivor min HaChai. An Eivor min HaChai is similar to an Eivor min HaMeis, that it's metame b'maga u'b'masa u'b'oil. It's metame somebody who touches it, or carries it, or goes under the same roof as it. But there is a difference between an Eivor min HaChai and an Eivor min HaMeis, which is that basar that disattaches itself from an Eivor min HaChai is not metame, as opposed to by an Eivor min HaMeis, that basar disattaches itself from an Eivor min HaMeis, it's metame like the mace itself. Rabbi Shimon Mitar. Rabbi Shimon is Mitar, basar that separated itself from an Eivor min HaMeis, just like basar that separated itself from an Eivor min HaChai. Just like we said that an Eivor min HaChai, a limb that had become disattached from a living person, if basar separates itself from that Eivor, that basar is tar. Rabbi Shimon holds the same would be true by Eivor min HaMeis. If basar separates itself from the Eivor min HaMeis, that basar is tar.